Well, these are a little bit old. Well, I'll get you some.
No, I don't need it to do that, you know. But,
You don't drink no kind of liquor?
I'll have a beer occasionally.
Oh, I see.
Sure. I drink beer.
Well.
But, I wanted to ask you, when you get it to rise with, what would you make bread rise with?
We'd use, what they call some yeast.
Uh-huh.
You mean to say you didn't
Freshman
hear
yeast. Huh?
You didn't hear that phone or ringing? That's what me...
The phone ringing? I didn't hear it. Who was it?
Well, I don't know. I got up, it woke me up and I couldn't...
I didn't hear it. Did you hear a telephone?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear it either, man. I'm sorry.
Well, it was just a ringing.
You must have dreamt that.
Oh, you want me to get a hold of you?
Well, you had to.
It woke me up.
Well, we both sitting here. I'm kind of deaf, but that man here is not deaf.
I can't help it.
We didn't hear no telephone. I bet it's a bumblebee outside you here.
Listen here.
Well, we'll not talk because this is being all taped.
No, that's okay.
They'll say that people are crazy, so let
them
go.
You see, that's my maker coffee there.
Yeah. I like it so strong the spoon will jump out of it. Now, what other kind of bread would you make?
Cornbread.
Okay. Tell me all about the types of cornbread you make.
Well, we had the white corn and the yellow corn. And why, we always did prefer the yellow corn because I found it had a better flavor. And we'd grind our own meal, make our own cornmeal. We had electric mills at the last, but at first we had old-time mills similar to that one.
And you might sift the corn and get what out of it?
Well, we'd get what we call hominy out of that. Something that would practically represent rice.
Uh-huh.
Like if you had a gravy or something that you wanted rice to put in it, well, sometimes this coarse hominy would answer the purpose if you were short of rice or out of rice.
Yeah, you boil that, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, cornmeal, would you ever just take maybe salt and water and cornmeal and cook it up with hot water?
Yeah, but you had to add a little dressing to it, grease, like so that it wouldn't dry out so much.
But you didn't want it too...
No.
Do you like your food with a lot of fat in it? You don't like it too... In other words...
You mean a soup?
Yeah. Or anything like that.
Well, no. When we made a soup, we use different kinds of meat for that. Such as bones, like a brute. What they call the brisket, you know what that is?
Up here?
Yeah, right up there. Well, we'd use briskets or part of the shoulder blade, stuff like that. We'd never use the choice meat for that. We'd always, well, like the neck, we always ground the neck of a brute. We have that ground into a hamburger meat.
Mm-hmm.
And brisket and so forth, that's cut into soup meat. And our slaughterhouse, they know what we want, and they got it marked on every pack. Now, we have a slaughterhouse in Abbeville. We have quite a few in Kaplan, both places.
Yeah.
But we always haul ours to Abbeville. Man, come and pick your brood up. You come and kill it right in the pen, load it up, and go take it to a slaughterhouse and butcher it. And always, some people say, well, whenever you... You're going to get mine cold enough for you to cut. Well, cut it and wrap it and call me. I'll go get it. But I don't. I always tell them, cut it, wrap it, and freeze it. And when I go after, it's already froze.
Mm-hmm. No, I was asking you about cornmeal and the things you would make. What different types of cornmeal would you make? Would you ever make up a pone of cornbread?